Obsessed with true crime cults or conspiracy theories? Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes is a weekly podcast from Crime House and Pave Studios that dives into the darkest corners of human behavior. Every Wednesday, we uncover the true stories behind the world's most shocking crimes, deadly ideologies, and secret plots. Follow and listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Limits, the inimitable Andrew Limburg handed me a survey during the break there. A survey conducted by the Action Network, okay? And their methodology here was between August 14th and 19th, which was very recently by my calculations, 3,058 NFL fans based in the U.S. were asked this question, and maybe some others. Can you find this survey so we can find some other ones? Limits, just look up survey from the Action Network. But for our purposes, these fans, you know, representing a cross-section of NFL cities, found or voted that Aaron Rodgers is the most annoying player in the NFL, taking 24% of the overall vote. How about that? I don't even think that he should be close. The most annoying players to me, by far, and Travis Kelce apparently finished second on this list. Now I'm having trouble reading this list because I don't know what they're doing. Oh, here's all the different fan bases. They all found Aaron Rodgers the most annoying, most of them. Like 15 of them or so, and the rest, no, like 20. The rest found Travis Kelce most annoying, and we all know why that is, because every time you watch a Chiefs game, there's Travis and Taylor, right? That's why that happened.
Right, yeah, they're just sick of it, and Patrick Mahomes is also on that list, probably because they've done so much winning.
Now, Rodgers, I'm sure for, you know, his takes on McAfee and things like that gets these votes, but when I think of the term annoying, you know who I think of most in the NFL?
Who?
And I respect him, obviously. He's great. Patrick Mahomes. He's annoyingly great in a way, but his propensity for faking or embellishing hits is unbelievably annoying. And just the way that he executes late game drives really irks me, as great as he is. It's one little dink and dunk after another. The Chiefs win. You know, they don't bludgeon people. It's death by a thousand paper cuts. And it's maybe as I watch these Bills-Chiefs games mount over the years in the playoffs, he really becomes especially annoying to me. But I think it's Mahomes. He doesn't even appear here for a lot of these fan bases, although he does ultimately appear on the list. You know who the Steelers fans voted for as the most annoying?
Probably Myles Garrett.
Aaron Rodgers.
What?
Yes. Followed by Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Odell Beckham, and Shador Sanders.
Odell Beckham and Shador. That's funny.
See, that I would agree with you. If you would tell me tomorrow that you would send out this question to every Steelers season ticket holder, Myles Garrett would win by a landslide.
You'd think so.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I 100% think so.
Is he the most annoying player to you?
Yeah, he is.
Anybody else close? Kelce? Kelsey's annoying, though. It's not just because of that. It's because of the way he acts on the field and the sidelines as well.
Right.
Remember when he got in Andy Reid's grill during the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
that
first drive.
Yeah.
Like, Burrow and Chase are annoying just because they're so good. The Ravens are annoying. Players on the Ravens are annoying, like Lamar, just because they're good and they can beat you in so many different ways.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett just annoys the hell out of you for a multitude of reasons.
A multitude of reasons is right. Well, it's Mahomes and him for me. And again, Mahomes' greatness is undeniable, but it's just the whole... Remember we did a whole thing on this last year with the Chiefs, and I wrote a whole story about it. Are they the most reviled team? Definitely since the Patriots, but yeah, maybe ever. Like people, they drive people nuts because of their inevitability. They're always there. Every time you turn on your TV for a big game, there are the Chiefs. They've gone to the AFC title game every year with Mahomes, and it's always the same thing. Him dinking and dunking people to death. And then they go up, you know, with the shots in the press box with the Kelce brothers and Taylor Swift and Mahomes' wife and everybody else. And it's just, it's the same thing. It's the repetition over and over that people, I think, last year just exploded. And it exploded in that Texans game when he embellished those roughing the passer penalties. That's what happened, right?
I really wondered, why do the Houston Texans and Indianapolis Colts find Aaron Rodgers the most annoying?
Yeah, why is that?
I don't get that. The Cleveland Browns, their most annoying is Deshaun Watson.
That I do get.
That's hilarious. Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers. 43% that voted say Aaron Rodgers is the most annoying.
I guess, is there a difference between when I think of the Chiefs, like this was the headline last January, are the Kansas City Chiefs the most hated team in American sports history? Maybe that's a function of social media, where you become more aware of people's feelings real time than you normally would. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I honestly believe that millions of Americans despise the Chiefs. And it's, again, a lot of it's out of respect. People don't like the prom queen either, right? People don't like the prom king. People from outside of Pittsburgh don't like Sidney Crosby. People outside of New England hated Tom Brady. Why? Jealousy is another thing. Jealous of all those people are. I had a couple tweets from people about the Chiefs last year. Nobody is better at snatching the soul and ripping the heart out of their opponent than the Chiefs. I despise them and their inevitability, said Lauren. Lauren Elizabeth was her name. Mike Carpenter tweeted, and this was in the wake of that Texans game last year when everybody was hating on Mahomes. You remember that, Limits?
Of course.
The Phantom roughing the passer, another one where he did this, you know, Vlade Divac acting job, a Joe Nedney acting job. Mike Carpenter, is there a more boring, unlikable dynasty than the Chiefs? I begrudgingly respected the Patriots, he said. What is it about Kansas City that drives me insane? And this was where I landed with this, Limits. They win all the time, right? So they're there all the time. Any team that wins all the time becomes hated. There's no likable dynasty. Never has been, because people are jealous. Obviously, people in their home state love them, but everybody outside gets sick of them and grows to hate them. That's true in all of sports. Hate the Yankees, hated the Penguins, hated the Blackhawks, hated the Canadians in the 70s, hated the 49ers and the Cowboys and the Steelers and everybody else who's ever had a dynasty. That's just going to happen. It's the way that they have won. It's death, like I said, by 1,000 mosquito bites, or gnat bites if you prefer, Limits. They're not fun to watch, I don't think. It's the tomahawk chop and chant, particularly around here, because there's enough people still who have PTSD from Atlanta Braves games of the past, right?
My dad feels that way.
Nobody wants to hear that or watch that. I don't even think the people who do it in Kansas City want to do it. They just feel compelled because everybody else is doing it.
Probably.
I hate that thing.
They give in to the peer pressure.
Don't you hate it?
I do.
And your dad hates it?
My dad does, because of the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah. Obviously, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, even though I like Taylor Swift. My daughter's a big fan. She seems like a nice person. But it gets annoying. And then there's the refs, who always seem to favor the Chiefs, don't they, Limits?
Well, I mean, think about that roughing the passer penalty and the penalty against Cincinnati on that
Think
hit,
about the Bills the last year in Kansas City.
Yeah, that was bad.
When Josh Allen had the first down, it always seems to go there. Think about the Super Bowl they won on that ticky-tack holding call on the Eagles. So what else do you see on the Action Network? Does it say most hated team, or do they have other questions on there? What do they got?
Yeah, so there was a most hated team that was put out just about a week ago.
Has to be the Chiefs.
So they did who were the most hated for each individual team.
Yeah.
The Steelers most hated, the Kansas City Chiefs. Can you believe that?
Yes, I can. I just talked for an hour about it. What?
I'm stunned that it's not the Browns or the Ravens.
I'm not. Everybody hates the Chiefs. Tell me more.
There's really no description that's given. It's just a graphic that says how many teams voted for the Chiefs altogether.
What other teams do people hate?
17% of the respondents said the Dallas Cowboys,
yeah,
followed by Kansas City.
Dallas has been hateable since my childhood, when they, you know, arrogantly declared themselves America's team. And make no mistake, the Steelers took note of that. As Joe Green told me, you know, we watched all that stuff. And really, the Steelers became America's team.
Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.
But it's been, the Cowboys have had a certain arrogance about them for a long time. They earned it, you know, way back when. They certainly haven't earned it in recent decades, have they? Limits?
No.
You're very slow to answer my questions today. What's going on back there?
Well, Andy Lindberg is back here. There's a food truck, and we were looking at the menu.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to interrupt. You're on a radio show right now. Are you aware of that?
I'm just playing. Cleveland and Baltimore have the Steelers as the team that they most want to see lose.
Hmm. And I think the Steelers are also going from way back, a team that other people are jealous of. Now, you may say they shouldn't be jealous over the last 8 years, but still, there are some people who are jealous of going to the playoffs a lot.
I think they'd be jealous of 6 Super Bowls in general.
Yeah, just the general success of the franchise. All right. We have Aaron Rodgers on tape as well from what show is it?
It was from Mad Dog Radio with Adam Schein.
What do you got?
All right, this is what Aaron Rodgers said about potentially coming back next season. He's not, at least not fully rolling it out.
Is this really your final year?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'll reassess all that in the end. But, you know, when I signed a one-year contract, you know, there was nothing about in there about playing longer than 1 year. But we'll see how it goes. Obviously, you'd love to have success and be healthy. And, you know, we can start there with health, have some success, and enjoy it. Make a run, it'd be really special, and then we'll figure that out come next February.
Yeah, I never thought when he first said on the Pat McAfee show, it was couched with, I think this is my last ride, stuff like that. And we all know how things change in sports. If he loves it here and he plays well and he feels healthy and they have a nice little run, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if he returns next season. Not the least bit. You?
I would be a little bit surprised. I would, just because how adamant he was before the start of the year about assessing his situation. Do I want to retire? Do I want to play? If he's very good, obviously there's a much better chance he comes back. I'm just not as sold that is much of a definite, especially because I think the Steelers are so intrigued by the possibility of drafting a quarterback next year. I wonder if Aaron would want somebody looking over his shoulder when he's still the starter, but knowing that there's going to be a rookie behind him, likely first-round pick, breathing down his neck for reps.
Meanwhile, speaking of quarterbacks, Will Howard headed to IR. Will Howard became a gigantic story. If you ask me, an outsized story for a sixth-round draft pick. And Cabali, much as we love him, seems to be going wild about this. Saying it's a lost season? He said this on the Cabali and Mac podcast. I think Will Howard needs to be fed as much as he can be, even if it's for 4 weeks, up to 7 weeks, whatever it could be on IR. Depending on where they start the clock, it's a lost season. So he's basically saying at some point here, it could be a lost season for Will Howard. He's a sixth round pick. If this were, you know, they drafted Tino Cinceri from Pitt or something, would we be saying the same things? Like, when did we get to Will Howard might be the answer here? I don't get it.
Well, some people have tried to push that Will Howard could possibly be the guy, and have compared college stats with Josh Allen. Hi, Pony. Hi. No, I'm talking about Pony, Joe.
Oh.
He's the one that has pushed the Will Howard thing the most of anyone. But I digress. I think a lot of the thoughts around Will Howard – significantly overblown just because the Steelers don't have a long-term answer. So, of course, the guy that's not local, but you've seen play a lot, national championship, it gets people fired up that he could actually be the guy, to the point where expectations became way too overwhelming for him. You know, where obviously he's not going to... Over expectations.
For him? Overwhelming for him?
Not for him personally, but just around his name.
Yeah, became overdone. I agree with that. And I'm not saying he couldn't be the guy. But we're going to react like this to him getting put on four-week IR? Okay, then what if he doesn't play or he doesn't get activated at all? What was he going to do anyway? Take a couple snaps in practice? Run a scout team now and again? This story is just like they've made a terrible mistake here. Whoa, what?
I do want to raise one question.
He's a sixth round quarterback now. Sixth round quarterbacks can make it. Free agent guys can make it. For all I know, he could be the Steelers guy of the future. I don't think this is really putting a damper on his career. However, because right now as we sit here today, it's 4 weeks on IR.
I do wonder if you would go back and ask Roman Wilson, would you rather have been out the entire year or have been on the roster, active? Maybe you're not playing in games, but you're the fifth guy and still going through practice reps, what he would have taken.
Of course you take the practice reps. Of course.
So I think that's probably what Cabali is getting at here.
Well, yeah,
it's better than just sitting on the sidelines and doing nothing.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that doing a little something or not being able to do a little something is going to crush your career.
Right.
Or what is he going to be doing anyway? That's my question. There's two quarterbacks in front of him. I guess he'd run the scout team. I guess that can be helpful. Sure. But I just think that the whole Will Howard story was way overblown in this preseason. Again, if it was sixth round pick, Jimny Fnenerknanen. Right?
Jimny Fnenerknanen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimny
Fnenerknanen. Or Chris Oladokun.
Jimny Fnenerknanen from, UConn. Nobody would be thinking twice about this. Right? Now, it's a guy who won a national championship. A lot of guys win national championships who don't make it in the pros.
UConn won the Fenway Bowl this year.
Who aren't even drafted or drafted as low as Howard. And again, he's got some interesting, physical traits. He does. And is clearly a winner. So I don't want to discount him, but come on. He's on IR for 4 weeks, Cabali.
UConn won the Fenway Bowl against North Carolina in the last game that was not coached by Bill Belichick by the Tar Heels.
Wrong. We're going to be talking about all of that tomorrow, by the way, on a Donnie Football Friday. But as I mentioned yesterday when we came on the air, I could not believe that the Savannah Bananas had sold out Friday and Saturday, is it limits? Those two
yes.
nights? At PNC Park.
Yeah.
That they sold out Clemson Stadium. That they're selling out Major League Baseball stadiums. I had no idea. I just didn't. I knew who they were. I've seen a clip here and there on SportsCenter or whatever. I had no idea they were this big.
Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.